Have you enjoyed listening to the CrowdPaw Leadership Podcast? Are you looking for a way to support it? Maybe you just want some swag. Get some CrowdPaw merch today. We have shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, and so much more. Go to CrowdPaw.org/merch, CrowdPaul.org/merch. Looking forward to seeing your CrowdPaw look.
What I will say is that maybe some of you maybe grew up in the church. Maybe others were hurt by the church. I want to apologize for that. If you've been hurt by people who are in the church or people who said that they're Christians. And I want to tell you that people who did that were not modeling Christ. They were not modeling what Jesus is.
Turn this up. Your professional development is one of the keys to your career success. When you combine your desire to grow with actionable steps, your journey to success becomes an incredible reality.
Hi, I'm Paul Farranby, aka CrowdPaw, and welcome to CrowdPaw Leadership, where we learn how to become the most incredible versions of ourselves by learning from each other. First off, if you're just listening to this episode, you can also watch it on YouTube. Regardless if you're listening or watching this episode, I really appreciate your support. Another way you could support me is by buying CrowdPaw merch. So I have it on for those of you who are watching on YouTube, usually have it on every week, whether it's this long sleeve t-shirt you have on that says, I am not an influencer, I am a leader, as well as short sleeve polos, mugs, different cups on it. Also have another one that says be incredible, whether it's like kind of a flag logo or just the text of it in a box. But those are some ways you can support me with the podcast. So don't have sponsors for the podcast. I have other ways to be able to sponsor it, whether with merch or if you reach out for different resources that I offer. And I also often thought about whether I wanted to do sponsors or not. And maybe eventually I get to a point where I want to do it. But at the end of the day, I want to make sure I'm adding value and helping you become the most incredible version of yourselves. And in order to be able to continue to do that, and fund the podcast and do all these incredible things I'm doing, money is involved with that. So if you are able to, definitely you can support the podcast with merch. But really want to dive into this episode because it wasn't just an episode just to talk about merch, how to support me, but because you already supported me by listening or watching this episode. So today I'm diving a little bit deeper into myself and specifically into my faith. So if you're not necessarily into that sort of thing with faith, maybe this necessarily isn't the episode for you, but I do encourage you to stick around a little bit because I think there might be something I say that might impact you. Because specifically, I want to gear this episode towards people who have had maybe questions about faith, questions about Christianity, those sort of things, and then share my experiences with it as well. Because I think a lot of times within the church, there is the thing that we talk about people being hypocrites or counterfeits, all these different things. And I'm definitely going to dive into that. But if you've been listening or watching me for any point in time, maybe you've heard me speak in person or you listen to the podcast, or maybe I guest starred on a podcast as well. You hear me talk about my faith and I say that Jesus is first and I am second. And I would say there's some intentionality without behind me saying, Jesus is first and I am second, because I am a Christian. But I think oftentimes with Christianity, a lot of people claim to be Christians, but don't often show the Christ-centered values and what Jesus modeled as really being the founder and perfecter of our the faith of Christianity. So I'm really intentional about saying I'm a person of faith and Jesus is first, because sometimes people don't acknowledge Jesus or they don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit, all these different things. I'm not going to get too deep theological because, like I said, this is more so about my experiences with it and trying to answer some questions that you may have had, or maybe it might spur some other questions. So I might touch on this in the future, potentially, because you may ask, what does this have to do with leadership? And I think it has everything to do with leadership, because I think Jesus Christ is one of the greatest, is the greatest leader to ever walk the face of the earth. And so a lot of the leadership principles that you see actually come from the Bible, whether you realize it or not. And so And even my faith in Jesus, what inspires me to continue to, first off, be the best version that God created to me and not to fall short of it. And second of all, to value people and help people. Because the reason I can love people and value them and without really knowing them is because I know God created you, God created me. If God creates you, he loves you. And I'm called to love you as well. So that's one thing. But really talking about this aspect of hypocrisy or counterfeits that you can see in the church sometimes. And I feel like a lot of times, like us, it's human nature to focus on the negative. I mean, there's positive stuff that happens that, oh, like this person gave away a bunch of money or this person did a lot of great things. But negative stuff often spreads a lot quicker because it's human nature. We want to see the negative. We gravitate towards it, all this different thing. And so what I would say with Christianity and whether it's hypocrisy or counterfeits within the church, first of all, I would say that as Christians, the only difference between a Christian and a person who's not a Christian is that we're saved by grace. So we accepted the free gift that God gave us, and that's the difference. And we're constantly working on refining the process. And so when people talk about hypocrisy or counterfeits within the church, I'm like, yes, there are going to be some people like that because they're so on their walk. And some other people might just see it as an opportunity to just check the box and like, I'm saved, everything is good. But there's a lot of stuff that talks on in the Bible that the Apostle Paul even talks about it, that like when you're saved, that doesn't mean you just keep sinning, just keep doing all these different things. We need to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, all these things. So what I say is when people say that they're Christians and they're not walking these fruits of the Spirit, and then people of the quote world or people who aren't Christians are more loving, more kind, all of these things, I would say those people are not truly Christians. So that may not be as popular with Christians. Maybe I'm sure people who are not Christians, you would say, yeah, these people are not, they say they're Christians, but they're actually not. It's just the same, I would say, with any precious metal or like whether it's gold or diamond, any of these different things. You can buy these things and it looks like the real thing. It looks like gold. It looks like diamond. But when you look deeper at the qualities of it, it doesn't register the actual qualities of it. So someone can say there's something that they can say they believe it, but if they're not walking in it, if their actions don't align with what they say they're doing, just like if something claims to be gold or claims to be a precious metal, but when you go down to it and it falls apart, breaks down, turns your neck or fingers green, you know at the end of the day that that wasn't real. So I would say to challenge people's actions, that their actions need to line up with what they're saying. And so a lot, I think that goes hand in hand with leadership, servant leadership as well, which I think servant leadership is really redundant because I don't think you can be a true leader without serving. When we're acting in leadership, actively serving, we are showing what true leadership is, creating opportunities for people, all those different things. So I'll take a step back and just talk about my experiences being a Christian, actually for majority of my life, but not always being my own faith, if that makes sense. So I grew up in the church. My parents, well, went to church kind of growing up. So it was one of the things that I had to do. And it's not something I ever really questioned. I was surrounded by a lot of different Christians. Even growing up, I went to a Christian school, kindergarten to first grade. And I was homeschooled from second to eighth grade. And I wasn't really exposed to more of stuff outside of Christianity until I went to high school, which you can see with TV and all that stuff. You get exposed to it, but I wasn't as immersed to it until high school. So with that, there are certain things I didn't know or didn't experience that may have kept me from different things. I know it definitely kept me from some things that people can get exposed to in middle school and even in elementary school now. Maybe I was exposed to more of it in high school. But I would say that even then, I was always curious about all these different things that I could be doing, could be exploring. And so when I went off to college, I decided I wanted to explore these different things. So there's drugs, alcohol, women, whatever it was. It's like, I want to experience things. I want to do these things. And in college, for the first couple of years, Like I said, I was a Christian, but, and I modeled it in some ways, but I didn't like openly broadcast it because I kind of wanted to experience these other things. I was like, I grew up for the longest time. I was not able to do any of the things that I just wanted to experience what the world has to offer. And I was like, I want to experience, I want to do it. And so with that, and I know this, my story, every testimony or story is a little bit different than others, but mine was definitely one of having parents and a mom and dad who prayed and then always were supportive of me and there for me, but didn't push anything on me. So even while I was in college, I would come across different people who are Christians, who invite me to church, different Bible studies, all these different things. And I would come every now and then, but I didn't really want to engage in it. And I, for me, I can look back that the transformative day, week that happened was, it was the summer after my sophomore year. I had stayed at Iowa State to do undergraduate research, and I was by myself, didn't have a car, just trying to live on my own, really for the first time without having a community around me, because most of the people that I went to college with had either went on to different internships or went back home, but they didn't stick around for the summer. So even though I'd been by myself in college, it really felt more isolating because I didn't have like this community. And I remember, I think it was the first week, I mean, it was the second weekend. I woke up, it was a Sunday morning, and I just thought, I should go to church this morning. Meanwhile, like during the semester and even during the year, was not going to church regularly. I would go out, party the night before, sometimes 3 or 4 in the morning, whatever it was.
Are you wondering what's next? Has everything you tried failed? Or maybe you just feel stuck? Then coaching may be right for you. The coaching relationship is a relationship totally centered on you. So what are you waiting for? Go to incredipaul.org/coaching so I can help you become the most incredible version of yourself.
Sleep in and then go to church every now and then if I wasn't partying the night before. But this morning I just woke up and I was like, I think I need to go to church. And so I found a church about a mile from me. I was like, I'm just going to walk to the church, which is what I did. And it was just funny how it happened that I got connected with a couple there, also a Nigerian couple. For those who don't know you, me, I'm Nigerian. And they were able to kind of take me in over the summer and really minister to me and just support me through that. And so that transformation really happened then. And I won't say like I've always been consistent and always done things right. Like we're human, we make mistakes, all those different things. But that was like the moment I feel like it transferred from being something I grew up in to being my personal faith. And so what I will say is that maybe some of you maybe grew up in the church, maybe others were hurt by the church. I want to apologize for that. If you've been hurt by people who are in the church or people who said that they're Christians. And I want to tell you that people who did that were not modeling Christ. They were not modeling what Jesus is. If you read the Bible, you look at what Jesus did. Jesus was around the people of the world that were kind of outcasts and people that other people looked down on or were afraid of, whether it was Zacchaeus or Matthew, who were tax collectors, who we were under the oppressive rule of the Romans, and Jesus befriended these people. But what I would also say is people talk about Jesus being around the outcasts of people of the world who are, quote, sinners, which we're all sinners, but Jesus is around these people. But when people came in contact with Jesus, there was a transformation because they saw someone who genuinely loved them where they were at, but didn't want to leave them where they're at, wanted to lead them into a life that was better, one that was more abundant life, as Jesus calls it. And so with that, just quickly share the gospel, because I think people talk about the gospel, like what really is the gospel? The gospel comes down to this in John 3:16, says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave his son for us. It's a free gift. And so there's a lot of different Christians types of Christians, but really denominations and even religions in the world. But what separates Christianity from other religions is the fact that the gift that we receive is not something that we can work for as humans. You go to any other religion, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, all these different religions, and you are working towards something and hoping that you could have a God who could be gracious to you, all these different things. But with Christianity, and it's already proven historically that Jesus lived, Jesus died, whether he rose again is up to debate with historians, but there's no grave that has proven that Jesus, that held Jesus. And there's, I could go into so many things about this historical accuracy of the Bible and things like that. I'm not a full blown apologist, like people who like defend the faith. I know enough to be dangerous, I would say. So if you have questions, I can definitely try and answer those questions. But I know enough for what I research and challenge, because like I said, I have questions about Christianity, about what I believe and all how you can reconcile all these things to know that Christianity is the difference. Because you look at all the other religions are basically the same when it comes down to it. It's like we're working towards something and we're trying to do everything in order to be perfect or to be accepted, to just check these lists of items. But Christianity is the exact opposite. It said, no, there is nothing that you can do. It gets enrolled. It's definitely in Romans. I think it's Romans 3:23 said, for the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So everything we do, we deserve. We don't deserve life with Jesus, but he gives us his gift. And once we receive the gift, then we can walk in it. And you might say, like, Paul, that is way too simple. Like, you just receive a gift and that's it. Yeah, that's basically it. But the posture of it is after you receive the gift, then you are being intentional with trying to grow closer to God and all these different things. Like I said, this episode is definitely geared more towards people who have questions. I'm not going to go too deep theologically, but really invite you to accept the free gift that Jesus offers, which is the gift that I've received, that so many other people have received. But at the same time, when you look at the church, you look at Christianity, all these different things, there are many people in the church that are not modeling that. Like, and I talk about this sometimes, that even the different religious people of that day, the different Jews there that had all these lists of rules, but they lost the heart behind what God gives. And it is really critical as Christians, Christ followers, people who love Jesus, is that we're not so caught up in rules and regulations that we lose the heart for Jesus, which is serving people, empowering people, being the hands and feet of Jesus. Like, whether it's the poor people, like people who are just hurting, helping them. That is what the church is supposed to do. And if we're not doing that, we're not modeling that, then who are we? And that's why I'm so passionate about everything I do with IncredoPaul, empowering young professionals in STEM, become the most incredible version of themselves, and know what I do at NALA STEM, helping people who are minorities, historically excluded peoples in STEM. It all stems from the love that I have of God and God's love for others, and I'm able to pour in and continue to do more, give more. And I will say, like, a lot of times, especially with NALA STEM, a lot of things I do are for free, or I actually have to put money into it to get it to work, but been more intentional about having the systems in place and working on different sponsorships and things so we can do more. But that just comes from what I know, what I believe God has called on my life to continue to be here in this space and be here as a Christian, a Christ follower that's able to reach people who aren't necessarily looking for Jesus. Because I think there's some people who are called specifically to minister to Christians. But I have more of a heart for people who maybe don't know God or don't understand what God is about because of all this hypocrisy and counterfeits and stuff that exists in the church. And to be honest, a lot of times I get really upset about things I see Christians are doing and saying And like, we're not called to argue, we're not called to do any of these things. Yes, we can hold fast in our beliefs and all these things, but we still need to love people. Like, it's another thing that says in God's word, in the Bible, says that they will know that we are God's children by the love that we have for one another. But there's so many times that there are Christians who are arguing with each other, like arguing about things that don't really matter in the grand scheme of things, in like eternity. And I'm like, if we gave up and stopped arguing and spent more time pouring into the lives of people to empower them, how much more? How much more? So like I said, this is definitely a different episode than I've ever done. But throughout this year, and I'll talk more about it in the last episode of the year, the one that's coming out next week, of just reflecting on everything that's happened so I can dive deeper. But I want to make sure that if you have questions about faith, definitely reach out to, if you know someone that's a Christ follower that's actually modeling and walking in the fruits of the Spirit, like I mentioned, reach out to them. If you don't know someone, definitely reach out to me, because I want to make sure that people understand what this means. It is not always easy. So I would say that sometimes people talk about Christianity being easy. It's not always easy. Like, especially now more than ever, there's so many things going on in the world with wars and earthquakes and fires, all these things. Like, it's just, the world is, it's crazy out there. So I understand that. And you may have questions about, okay, you say you believe in God, and maybe you say that God's in control. Like, why are all these things happening? And I was like, I don't have enough time in this episode to get into that. All I can come down to is having the faith in God based on what I've experienced, what I've read, what I've studied, as well as even studying what other people who used to be atheists, used to be people who were strongly against Christianity, like a big one being C.S. Lewis, who, and then even in the Bible with people like the Apostle Paul, who actually was against Christians when his name was Saul. And then he got an encounter with Jesus that changed everything. But all that comes from really opening up your heart to receive. And that's something the Holy Spirit can do if you allow him to. If you don't want to receive it, there's nothing I can say. There's nothing anyone can say that's going to change your mind. And I'm not here to change your mind. I'm here to just offer you an invitation. That's all I'm here to do. So if you want that, definitely reach out to me. Like I said, it was a different episode, but being a Christian, being rooted in the Word of God, and truly trying to get closer to God is one way that I continue to be incredible, continue to level up, become the most incredible version of myself. And if you choose to do that, that is up to you. Like I said, it's a gift. It's an opportunity. It's not something that is forced upon you. I would never force it upon you. That's often why I don't talk about it too much, because I don't want it to feel like it's being forced on anyone. This is my experience. This is what I have seen. This is what I have studied. But at the end of the day, it has to be something that resonates with you. If you have questions, definitely reach out to me, whether it's through my socials, the letter I, the letter M, Incredipaul, or you can go to info@incredipaul.org, send me an email. Maybe I can have like somewhat of a regular series. Maybe it's like a quarterly or monthly, whatever it is. Really, I'm just going to answer your questions. I just praying about it. And this is on my heart, like towards the end of the year, to actually have an episode dedicated to talking more about my faith, what I've experienced. And obviously, there's so much more. And even later next week, you'll see a little bit more about my reflections of this year, what God has done, what he's been doing, and super excited to share about that. But hopefully you got something from this episode. If you didn't like this episode, there's plenty of other episodes. Focus on leadership that you can lead into. That is my focus, leadership and personal growth. Hopefully you got something from it. Please reach out, ask different questions, stay connected with me on my socials, on my website, incredipaul.org, and we can continue to be incredible.
Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. We'll see you here next time. And be incredible. Incredible.
Have you enjoyed listening to the Incredipaul Leadership Podcast? Are you looking for a way to support it? Maybe you just want some swag. Get some Incredible Paul merch today. We have shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats, and so much more. Go to incredipaul.org/merch, incredipaul.org/merch. Looking forward to seeing your Incredible Paul look.